Good morning, church. I love this time of year, and I hope you're off work, some of you, most of you. That's a nice thing. And the kids are glad to be out of school for a few days, I'm sure. And they're glad to be looking forward to some presents, I'm sure. It's a pleasant time of year, isn't it? And you North Carolinians don't have too much snow, so you don't have to worry about what's going on outside. You know what that flower is up there? That's a Christmas cactus blooming. That's one of my favorite flowers. I remember my grandmother having a Christmas cactus when I was a little bitty fella. And that's what it brings to my remembrance. And that's good because we're going to talk about, the value of remembering. We're going to talk about the value of remembering. Fellas, it's good to remember when your anniversary is. Or your wife's birthday. Of course, I have it easy there because we're born on the same day, my wife and I. So that makes it easy. I tried to get her to let me marry her on that day. And that would have taken care of the anniversary, too. Just have it all on one day. Then you wouldn't have to remember a lot, right? Yeah, that's me. Wasn't I cute back then? I don't know what happened. I could have good memories of Christmas times in the past. And I'll try not to cry. But you already got me crying with that last song. I listened to that song this morning and I thought, man, that's such a good song. At Christmas time, on the 25th, and I was raised by my grandparents, but we had Christmas at my grandparents' house for the Ward family. My mother was a Ward, and my grandparents, their last name was Ward. But my grandparents had 12 children, 6 boys and 6 girls. And needless to say, I had a lot of cousins. I had about 40 cousins. It was pretty quiet around our house until Christmas Day. Then it wasn't quiet at all, and it was crowded, and there were chairs set up everywhere. And my grandfather, he always provided the meat for Christmas meal. Okay? And I remember this one Christmas, he got the biggest turkey he could ever find. He was so amazed by how large that turkey was that after all was said and done, he took the turkey breast, cleaned it all up, and Scott, he painted it silver, the turkey bone, breast bone. He painted it silver, and we had this tall cabinet where you could put things for people to look at. And I forget what they call that cabinet. I call everything the Davenport. My wife makes fun of me for saying that. But he put that in that along with all the salt and pepper shakers. Can you imagine that? Isn't that crazy? Now you know why I'm so crazy. He put that chicken breast bone painted silver in there because it was the most amazing turkey he'd ever seen. Biggest turkey he'd ever seen. That's a memory I have of Christmas. Pretty crazy, isn't it? The Bible often has a message about the value of remembering. And one of the texts that show this is in Exodus, the 12th chapter. where, of course, the Israelites were in Egypt in slavery. And God put the plagues on the Egyptians. And the last plague, of course, was the death of the firstborn, right? And the Israelites' houses would be saved from that death if they put the blood on their doorposts and lintels of their homes, which they did. And then when death came, it would pass over them, and they would not lose their firstborn child the way the Egyptians did. And of course, that motivated the Egyptians to want the Israelites out of their country. And so they had to be ready to go quickly when that death of the firstborn happened. And they didn't even have time to let their bread rise. They had to have flat bread, unleavened bread. And in the 12th chapter, it talks about the fact that they were going to have a yearly memorial meal to commemorate this exodus from Egypt. And of course, it's called the Passover. Now, this day will be a memorial to you, and you shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You are to celebrate it as a permanent ordinance. And when you go on in the text of Exodus chapter 12, it's interesting. It says in verse 24, "And you shall observe this event as an ordinance for you and your children forever, when you enter the land which the Lord will give you, as He has promised. And you shall observe this rite. And when your children say to you, 'What does this rite mean to you?' you shall say, 'It is a Passover sacrifice to the Lord who passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt when He smote the Egyptians, but spared our homes.' And the people bowed low and worshiped." You know, you can just imagine, let's find a Jewish name here, Joseph Cohen. And they're sitting at the table, and they're going to eat lamb and bitter herbs and the fruit of the vine. And the grandson, Isaac, says, Hey, Papaw, why are we doing this? Why are we having this special meal?" And Papaw says, "Well, this is to remember the Passover, where God brought us out of Egypt, out of slavery. What a wonderful thing." Now, in the next chapter of Exodus, we find them also having the redemption of the firstborn. They offered sacrifices to redeem their firstborn child. See, their firstborn child wasn't killed, but in that event, those firstborn belonged to God. And so the Israelites, in their history, they had a sacrifice day where they sacrificed to redeem their firstborn child that didn't die. And it says, "It shall serve as a sign to you in your hand, on your hand, and as a reminder on your forehead, that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a powerful hand, the Lord brought you out of Egypt." So not only was the Passover an event that would cause them to remember something wonderful that God did for them, The sacrifice of the lamb for the firstborn was also an event to help them to remember that their firstborn was not killed when they were set free from slavery in Egypt. And their children would ask them that same question, "What does this mean?" And they would be able to tell them. And then there's another time when we have a story that teaches about the value of remembrance, and that is in the book of Joshua, where the children of Israel, under the leadership of Joshua, come into the Promised Land area, and they're going to cross the Jordan River, ready to go right into the Promised Land, and God opens the Jordan River to dry land so they can walk right across the Jordan River on dry land. And God told them to do something that would serve as a memorial for them in the future. He said, let this be a sign among you so that when your children ask later, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall say to them, because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be a memorial to the sons of Israel forever. You see, when they crossed the Jordan River, men from the Israelites got stones out of the riverbed and they carried them up to a place called Gilgal in the west, a place called Gilgal, and they set those stones up as a memorial. We got stones all over the place as memorials in America, don't we? All over the place, especially in Washington, D.C. But nearly every Capitol building of every state has stones set up as a memorial. But God wanted this done so that the children could say, well, why are these stones here like this? And they could say, you know what? They're there because God made a way through the Jordan River on dry land so we could enter the promised land. So what we see here is that often in the history of the Bible, God sets something up to help His people remember significant events in their lives as a people. And that's what we have in the Lord's Supper, isn't it? Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 11, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, this is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me. In the same way, He took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. And so the Lord's Supper is not a sacrament. The Lord's Supper is not a re-sacrifice of the body of Christ. That's not what the Lord's Supper is. But the Lord's Supper is a time of remembrance, isn't it? Remembrance. Now, what significance does that have to you and me? What significance does it have? And I would suggest to you, here are a couple texts of Scripture that will answer that question. What is the value of remembering? There was a value in remembering the Passover. There was value in remembering the firstborn sacrifice. There was value in those stones set up at Gilgal. There was value in all that to the people of God. But what value is there in us remembering Christ here? Number one, it keeps fresh in my mind who I'm living for. As Paul wrote in Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. That's what is the value of remembering the body and the blood of our Savior. Yes. Those who are waiting on the table, please come up. And also, second, it keeps fresh in my mind what my task is. Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 talks about how that when we become Christians, we want to start learning all about Jesus because we want to be like Him, more and more like Him. And everything I do and say, I want to be more like Jesus. And Paul says, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us an offering and sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Later he says, walk as children of light. So the Lord's Supper is not just eating bread and drinking fruit of the vine. The Lord's Supper is a remembrance that helps to remind us who I'm living for, who you're living for, and what your task is in life. God wanted the children of Israel to remember. And those events that they shared in every year to help them remember held them together as a people. It's what made them a people. God wants us to remember our Savior in the Lord's Supper. It holds us together as a people. I saw some of you holding each other pretty close a few minutes ago because we're brothers and sisters in Christ, hugging each other. God wants us to remember our Savior. It holds us together and it motivates our walk of faith, as these verses just told us. Let's have our Lord's Supper.